A federal court in Washington, D.C. has ruled an FAA rule requiring hobby drone operators to register their unmanned aerial vehicles violates a 2012 federal law. With me to talk about the significance of the ruling and what it means is Sarah Nilsen. She's an aviation attorney and teaches aviation and drone law classes at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. She's also the author of a book on the subject called Drones Across America. And Sarah, first off, what do you make of the ruling in this case?
Well, it was a pretty easy decision to come to because inside that FMRA, the Federal Aviation Administration Modernization Reform Act of 2012, words by Congress clearly said to the FAA that they could not promulgate any new rule for model or hobby users of UAS. And clearly requiring registry violated that because that rule never existed before. However, the interesting irony to the whole thing is that Congress and the FAA and case law all affirm that UAS are aircraft. So aircraft have always required a $5 fee for registry. So it's not really a new rule per se, although it's a new way of implementing a rule that was never, ever, ever enforced against hobbyists up until drones became a thing.
So it sounds like there's been some talk that maybe this decision would be appealed, but it kind of sounds like, in your mind at least, an appeal would end in the same result.
Maybe, maybe not. But interestingly, more above and beyond this latest ruling, the same attorney who filed and won that case, John Taylor, has a second court pending in the same court where he's trying to overturn the definition of aircraft that includes unmanned aircraft. It's a bigger issue than just the registry at this point, which I think the registry was a great idea, if nothing else, to reach out to the public that are not aviators inherently like us manned pilots and give them some kind of educational guidelines.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because, you know, every so often we get messages from law enforcement or from wildfire crews asking people not to fly their drones where they are trying to fly their aircraft. Do you think that this ruling makes it less likely that there will be that level of cooperation between drone hobbyists and drone operators and law enforcement, other sort of manned flight operators?
I would say no, and here's why. In 2013, we started seeing a lot of heavy legislation from individual states, cities, and counties to regulate the use of unmanned aircraft over their states and over their cities. And this is primarily what led me to publishing my book, Drones Across America, because we have at least 349 pages of law, 90% of which is state-made and city-made ordinances to regulate unmanned aircraft.
Well, so given the fact that there are, as you say, so many state laws dealing with drones, is that sort of the way that things are going to continue to go in the future, do you think? I mean, is this something that Congress or the FAA should really be trying to get a national standard so everybody is playing by the same rules?
I agree that there needs to be a national standard because if you are trying to comply with multiple state laws that are all different in scope, and sometimes within cities within those states, you have separate laws, it is hard for you to comply with all of them. This creates a safety issue. Not only that, but companies that are in the business of using UAS for their job are having a hard time struggling to keep up with this. And this patchwork of laws, as the FAA calls it, is not the optimal solution at all. There should be a one national standard we all follow. But that being said, the solution is not as easy as you would think because the FAA's only job is the safe and efficient use of the airspace. Most of the states still retain their police powers to govern privacy and trespass and nuisance and all the local state rights. So how do you draft a law is the issue, where you're not interfering with the FAA and conflicting with federal law, but at the same time, you're enabling the UAS to operate without invading people's privacy and trespass and so on and so forth. It's a very tricky line.
In the world of drones and drone operators, is the issue of registration kind of a touchy one?
When it comes to the hobbyists, it is, because they've, for many years, enjoyed the freedoms of not having to register themselves and list all their toys if you will.
Sarah Nilsson is an aviation attorney and teaches aviation and drone law classes at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. She's also the author of the book Drones Across America. It's the show.